Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, honey, you know I love you more than what I should.
Live to Channel 9. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. I have to go get some bread and milk since we're going to be snowed in.
Only if you're in Ann Arbor.
I have to get hysterical.
Yes, get hysterical and lose your mind.
Got to get the bread and milk.
And by the way, make sure that your iPhone isn't being tapped by the FBI because they're very interested in what you and I have to say.
I welcome anyone who wants to tap my iPhone.
I'm the same way. I really am. Texters, what are the Ricketts family hiding, Dean? Let's see if you enjoy these. From the 815, the Ricketts are buying the White House and going to charge anyone who lives there millions a month for rent. Well, I didn't see that coming. From the 219, they're hiding Ted Cruz's birth certificate. From the 847, the Ricketts have Ricketts. From the 563, the Ricketts are hiding puppies because they love puppies. From the 847, Tom Ricketts is hiding a tramp stamp tattoo on his lower back that's really a Trump stamp.
Ooh, thanks for that visual.
Oh, I said Trump. Am I going to get buzzed for that? Nice. I pledged that I wouldn't talk about politics today.
Although you're just reading a text.
Yeah,
still, I think that's still walking the line.
And from the 60 other Ricketts are hiding the code to get into locked iPhones. you listeners. You're funny. That's all you are. You're just funny. At 8:13, Dean, we've got a lot of show business news to go through. And frankly, this is more important than anything else we're talking about.
SpongeBob the Musical. Do I need to say more?
And Drake plays a bar mitzvah.
Hey, if you could sing three songs and make about $500,000, I say God bless him.
I said Hava, a Megillah, a Hava, a Megillah. Vanessa Hudgens getting the twos, Vanessa Hudgens.
I used to call you on my yarmulke. Okay, we're getting dangerously close to hate mail.
You know what Andrea got me from Iowa? She got me a Marco Rubio autographed yarmulke.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have you worn it?
Politics.
Oh, we're talking about the yarmulke.
No, but we're talking about souvenirs.
Yeah.
Dean, when I went to Iowa, I got Steve a Marco Rubio autographed yarmulke.
That's cool. Hey, yeah. Steve, have you worn it? Because I'd like to see what it looks like on your giant head.
Steve, either nod or say or shake your head no.
I can't comment on that.
I bet it looks like a postage stamp on most people's heads.
The only thing missing is the propeller.
Looks like a little Shriner.
Nice.
Rihanna has more number one hits than Michael Jackson. That's coming up.
Yeah.
John Legend's on the show. SpongeBob, you mentioned. Oh, there's a lot to get to.
SpongeBob the Musical. Try to hold back your enthusiasm.
Some people say Broadway's run out of ideas. all right, 8:15 first. Traffic trouble spots. Here's Mary. We continue, Dean Richards here, and of course the blizzard of Ann Arbor that's coming is very dangerous. So if you live in the one place, Dean, that I think all of life will be shut down appears to be Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yep.
Whoever's going there, I mean, you got to be
nuts to go to Ann Arbor.
Complete idiot right now to go to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
That's all we're saying. So be careful out there if you're going to Ann Arbor.
Thanks for the support.
Yeah. All right, so before we get to the big SpongeBob news, Rihanna statistically has beaten Michael Jackson?
Yeah, in terms of number one songs, she now has 14 number one songs with her latest that's called Work. Michael Jackson had 13 number one songs. But that's still not the most ever. The Beatles had 20. Mariah Carey had 18. But eclipsing Michael Jackson is formidable.
Can you, Kevin, get us a clip of the new Rihanna song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep. Let me know when it's ready. There's a documentary that's running on HBO now about Michael Jackson that ends when they did Bad, so it sets up for a sequel. But it's pretty cool.
That's not the Spike Lee Michael Jackson documentary.
I don't think it is Spike Lee.
I think that's going to be theatrical before it goes to HBO, but I'm not sure. Spike Lee's done one that only focuses on his music, nothing about his personal life, nothing about allegations that have been made through the years, strictly on Michael Jackson's music, which, as long as you say that up front, that's a pretty amazing musical career.
Incredible. And by the way, some of the best documentary work is being done on pay cable now. HBO, Showtime.
Yep.
Doing really good documentary work.
I saw one on...
you know, CNN's doing great documentary work. Their regular programming blows, but but their documentaries are great.
What?
Yeah, well, that's true. Rolling Stones' Ron Wood. How old is he now?
He would be 68 years old.
So he's 100.
In normal years, yeah. 68 Rolling Stone years. It's like dog years. Each one is seven. So he's got... let me see. He's got kids right now...
Well, he's 68. His oldest has got to be 65.
32.
Oh, 32.
He's,
okay.
He's got kids right now that range from, 41. His kids range from 41 to 32 years old. His new wife also falls into that age group. She is 38 years old and is now expecting twins in June. The Rolling Stones are on tour in Latin America right now, and she was touring with them, but left because of, they're scared of the Zika virus. So she's gone home to rest. He's going to continue the tour and enjoy his many, many children and 10 grandchildren.
Rod Stewart is my favorite age range story for kids. Rod Stewart's got like 7, 8, 9 kids, and they range in age from less than a year to 51.
That's your granddaughter? Oh, no, that's my sister.
That's just fantastic.
Wow.
Here's a little bit of Rihanna. Hope you enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. You can see why that's number one. You can see why that shot right to the top of the charts.
Yeah. Well, we don't want to give you too much. It's a taste.
I like Rihanna.
How much can we play before we have to pay for it?
58 seconds.
All right. Go ahead. Work, work. You see me happy. Work, 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 work. You see me? Yeah, that's
okay.
Love the songwriting.
Yeah.
Love the words.
Drake's going to play a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah?
He has already. He's played a bat mitzvah. Over the weekend, was the daughter of some guy who owns a real estate company. Apparently has quite a bit of money. The bat mitzvah was held at the Rainbow Room in New York, which does not come cheap, number one. He hires Drake to perform for his daughter. Drake sings three songs.
I used to call you on my cell phone.
Well, there is video of that.
Ridiculous.
Of Drake singing that with this little girl dancing with him. Cost to the father somewhere between $300,000 and $600,000
for three songs
at the Rainbow Room in New York.
I've done a show at the Rainbow Room. I don't remember it being worth $600,000. Oh, well, he got paid that. He didn't pay for that before.
Yeah, he got paid.
I wonder what it cost to rent the Rainbow Room.
Yeah. So don't you think at least that much? At least $500,000?
Yeah, probably, because you probably got 100 knucklehead kids in
there. One of the most prestigious rooms in New York,
yeah.
Ever.
Well, what would you charge to do a bat mitzvah?
I would go to a bat mitzvah and I would do three songs for $8.
Oh, that's a bargain!
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see, John Legend's in the news.
Difference is that Steve actually pays the people to listen to him.
Yeah, $8
sing
each.
The songs.
$8 each.
Steve doesn't get paid that; he pays them to. You want to hear me? I'll if you pay me, I'll sing.
Right. I would do Mandy from Barry Manilow.
Jimmy Crack Corn is always a favorite. I love. When
I'm not going to do that in the medley. I'll do the theme from Hee Haw. If you remember that show.
How about Popcorn, Hot Butter? It's instrumental.
But I do James Taylor and Carly Simon, Mockingbird, but I do both parts.
Right. I've seen it.
You'd have to pay us a lot more than $8.
You're right. That's a $12 fee. For
not the song as much as the costume, because like he's got half men's clothes on, half of his body, and then he like turns to the left.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Dress.
Yeah, by the way, I do all my own choreography. Yeah, that's true. Can
be yours for $8 to $12.
And you have to put up with it, but I'll pay you right there in cash. What's John Legend in the news for?
So John Legend is the executive producer of this new show that's going to be debuting on our national cable channel, WGN America. The show is called Underground. And I've seen the pilot episode. It's pretty strong. It's the first treatment of the Underground Railroad, a story that's told sort of by militant slaves, not subservient slaves.
Yeah, we had one of the stars on. Who do we have on from that show? I think they came in and saw you as well.
Yeah.
That one.
Oh, boy, I'm completely blanking on her name.
Yeah.
Gorgeous actress.
Journey Bell.
Journey Smollett Bell. She was. They all were at the White House last night. They had a screening of the show at the White House last night as part of a special Black History Month presentation. The whole cast was there. And John Legend was there talking about why he felt it was so important for him to be part of this project.
We've never had a TV series or a film about the Underground Railroad, and it was such an important moment in American history, such courageous stories. And if you think about what makes great television, a riveting story with a lot of urgency, a lot of interesting characters that are really complexly written and really told in a beautiful way, I was like, this is great television, and I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, so the show is going to debut on March the 9th on the national cable channel, WGN America, which is check your local cable or satellite provider of where you can find that. And also, they had last night a preview downtown at the Broadway Playhouse of a show which will make its world premiere here in Chicago. I know it sounds silly, SpongeBob the Musical, but this seems like it's going to be a really cool show. They had some performers there last night to give a little preview of it, but the director, who is Tina Landau from Second Cities, the choreographers, the music people, the producers, all talking about what the show is. And it's not going to be like Disney on Ice. It's not going to be costume characters of, you know, the SpongeBob costume, the Patrick costume, you know, and the other familiar characters from this animated show. It's going to be not the real voices from the animated cartoon, but people who sound just like them and look just like them in real life. So it's going to bring sort of a humanity to it while still bringing the fun of this whole thing.
Hold on. They found somebody that's square that looks like a sponge?
Well, not square, but it's a guy. It's a guy who sounds just like SpongeBob and, you know, has the same characteristics of SpongeBob. And, you know, you don't even miss the costume because you know what SpongeBob looks like. Wouldn't it be weird for 2 hours in a musical to have some guy traipsing around in a square SpongeBob
I don't know. I think
costume?
It's kind of weird that there's a guy that looks and sounds like SpongeBob.
There's the guy that looks like Patrick is a little more off-putting, to tell you the truth.
All right. Are kids going to like this? Kids going to sit there and go, where's SpongeBob?
I think that the way that they're presenting this is going to be very whimsical and imaginative. I've only heard this one song. Now, listen to this, too. This is kind of cool because usually in a musical, there's one composer. He writes all the songs. This one, all the songs that are in this musical are written by different, very well-known artists. Cyndi Lauper, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry from Aerosmith, T.I., Lady Antebellum. John Legend has written a song for this. And also, Joe Higginson from the Plain White Tees, he wrote a song for this as well. He was there at the preview last night and performed his song, which is called BFFs, along with the actor who plays SpongeBob in this. This is the world premiere on the air of this song. Listen to a little.
Stuck inside with no TV. Being bored with you makes me happy as could be. Let's have some fun together. We'll be best friends forever. BFF, that stands for us.
So you get a little sense of the guy who sounds like SpongeBob there, don't you? A little bit?
Yeah. No, it's fine. No, it's fine.
I'm dragging you to this show. Yeah. This opens. We're going to sit there and we're going to be BFFs.
Is there an encore? Can I get up on your shoulders, take my shirt off, and have a lighter and wave it back and forth?
Come on, Steve. You sound like SpongeBob. I sound like Patrick.
Ethan Slater is the actor who plays SpongeBob.
Well, do we have any SpongeBob? Can I hear a little SpongeBob?
Quack, 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 quack.
Wow. They really updated SpongeBob.
Give Kevin a raise. That's very funny.
So the show is going to open. The SpongeBob the Musical is going to open on June 7th at the Oriental Theater in Chicago. It's only going to be here for a month.
Okay.
Individual tickets are going
really,
to go on
for a
sale.
Full month?
March 13th. I'm going to reserve judgment because I haven't seen it yet, but I think it's going to be kind of cool.
A couple of weeks is plenty.
Then it goes to New York. We're getting the world premiere before it goes to New York.
Oh, well, that's good.
Come on, Steve. SpongeBob, yay!
Are they doing a Broadway musical for Flo the Progressive Lady sometime soon? Because it really does seem like they're running out of ideas.
It's a very popular concept, SpongeBob. One of the most popular television shows in all over the world.
Yeah, I haven't even talked about government, but buzz me anyway. I deserve to be buzzed just for my attitude. I'll talk to you later.
See you.
That's Dean. And the Steve Cochran Show continues with the big story in a moment on 720 WGN.